Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. So it was good time worshiping together on Sunday.
Wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, and always good to get to celebrate baptism. We had a couple of people get baptized.
Yes, yes. Two adults.
Yeah.
Baptized, professing faith and baptized and joining the church.
Yeah, it's so great. Much fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this Sunday, it was farewell to Galatians, right? Goodbye to Galatians, except not really.
Yeah.
But we were ending the series on Galatians.
That's right. Galatians will not be the Sunday sermon topic or text going forward. We'll be back in Acts. But as I said, we're going to treasure up, pack up the treasures and take them with us as we journey forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a wonderful, wonderful 12 weeks in the book of Galatians. And I hope we finished well. I think we did. Faithful to what Paul was doing there at the end, circling back around with the to the people who came and troubled the Galatian churches
right.
with their insistence upon circumcision and custom and law keeping to make them truly Christian, truly spiritual. Mm-hmm. He circles back around and calls out their motives, the motive of pride, wanting to win people to their side so they could boast in them.
Right.
And then he brings that final clarifying moment too, that it's the cross of Christ and the new creation that matter. So he started that way, made a long argument, applied it, and ended up that way. A well-written letter.
That's
amazing?
Yeah. Yeah. So great. So it's gone by quick, too. I guess it was the whole, we pretty much did it the whole summer, right?
12 weeks.
Yeah, 12 weeks. Wow.
Yeah.
Goodness. Well, I think the one thing that we might could circle back around on was you mentioned a feeling that I would expect like, a lot of us feel. I mean, you talked about it from the perspective of being a senior pastor, but I think the pressure to, you kind of summed it up as virtue signaling, but to say things or take stances on things in a way to kind of appear to be righteous or to be righteous by thinking, doing, speaking correctly about issues. Explain how that relates to Galatians.
Yeah. Well, I'll clarify too that not only have I felt that as a pastor, I felt it as a Christian first because I was a Christian before I was a pastor.
Right.
And so I definitely have felt that pressure. So the point I was making there, and it is good to clarify to help people think it through. So when Paul says there at the end of Galatians chapter 6, he is again laying out that salvation, justification before God, righteousness, right standing with God, is based on the merits of Jesus only, the cross, what Jesus accomplished on the cross in our place, which are received by faith. And so that's why we say by grace, the merits of Christ granted to us and on our behalf, received through faith, by grace through faith. And that is it, like period. And then he goes on to say, so that's why he will boast in the cross. Then he goes on to say, circumcision counts neither circumcision counts for anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.
Right.
And so one of the ways that we can apply that is to say that sometimes there are issues or causes or events that we are to speak about, take on as ours, identify with, jump in on, that could be used in a similar way that circumcision was used by those false teachers. And that is as a mark of your true spirituality. And we could go so far as to say as a mark of your real right standing before God.
Yeah.
That if you don't jump in on these causes, identify with them, speak to these events correctly, or whatever the case may be, then you aren't really right with God, okay? That's what circumcision was, and we can see how it's easy for us to do that. And so, yes, I throughout my Christian life, and even as a pastor, have felt the pressure internally, I don't want to blame other people. This is sure. This is my own stuff that we're talking about here.
Right.
You know? Now, maybe it's been provoked by people coming to me with things, but it's my own heart
yep.
that says, "Oh, if I don't do this, am I really a spiritual man? Mm-hmm. You know, am I really being godly? Am I, you know, do I need to do this to make sure I'm in God's favor? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and it can be very troubling." Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that, well, what I said, and you can ask more questions to clarify it, but what I said is we need to ask the question, am I doing what I'm doing with the motivation of trying to earn something from God? Am I doing what I'm doing because I want to boast in my flesh, my works? Mm-hmm. Am I doing what I'm doing because I feel the pressure from other people to join their cause, which in effect is letting them boast in my flesh, like that I'm joining their cause?
Right.
Or am I doing what I'm doing because my conscience is bound by the Scripture, because the Holy Spirit is alive in me, and because I'm doing it from the motivation that Paul says, which is earlier in chapter 5 of Galatians, which he says, use your freedom as an opportunity to serve one another through love.
Mm-hmm.
So which one am I doing? And we just need to be careful. And then I think one more point on that, and then again, we can clarify more, is not only do we need to be careful what pressure we succumb to, we need to be careful what pressure we put on other people.
Yeah.
Are we requiring of other people to do things that the Bible doesn't require them to do to mm-hmm. be saved?
Yeah.
Which the Bible requires us to receive the merits of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Are we judging other people's spirituality if they don't join our certain way of doing things or cause or speak the way we want them to speak about a certain thing that you know, may be, again, used to justify ourselves before God or boast in our flesh?
Yeah. So it sounds like there's a legitimate discussion that might be about an issue that's out there.
Yes.
But we need to almost take a step back first before we even get to that issue.
Yes.
And say, in seeking this issue out, mm-hmm. what am I really after?
Yeah.
And if it's to appear righteous either before God or before other people,
mm-hmm.
Then we need to kind of get our heads and our hearts right before we even get to that mm-hmm. issue, because mm-hmm. we may be trying to have like a Jesus plus this particular yeah. issue in there. Am I getting that right?
Yes. And Peter's example in Galatians is a great example of that. Mm-hmm. You know, people came to him. He was eating with uncircumcised people, and he felt pressure. He gave in to pressure.
Yeah.
He needed to appear righteous before God and other people. Other people wanted to boast in his flesh, his fleshly attitude. They mm-hmm. wanted him to their side, the circumcision side. He wasn't doing what he did out of love. He was signaling to the Judaizers that he was righteous, that he was in league with them out of fear. So yes, instead of just dealing with the question of circumcision and eating with uncircumcised people,
mm-hmm.
Peter didn't step back. He gave in to this kind of pressure.
Yeah,
and we need to be careful. Because that's happening all the time in different ways, different issues, of course. Nobody in my world is talking about whether or not you should eat with Gentiles.
Right.
We're all Gentiles, most
yeah,
of us.
That's right.
And thankfully, my Jewish.
Lonely if you don't.
Thankfully, my Jewish brothers will eat with me.
Yeah.
So that's good. But you see the application of the heart.
Yeah.
Are we giving in to pressure?
Mm-hmm.
To appear and to boast, or are we operating faith working through love?
Yeah. So we get to that. We are now secure. You know, we've thought this through. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, I am secure in Christ. I am operating out of like only Jesus
yes.
is what's necessary. I am saved based on that alone. Now we get to an issue.
Yes.
Then how do we think about that?
Well, that's good, because we still might differ on the issue. Christians might differ on the issue,
mm-hmm.
but at least they're doing it when they're not doing it out of legalism, self-righteousness, appearances before other people, boasting in the flesh. At least now they're doing it from a motive of, how do I truly serve?
Right.
Like, how does the Holy Spirit produce love in me that works its way out in service toward other people?
Yeah.
What's the best way forward in what I perceive to be obedience to Christ?
Mm-hmm.
That's a different situation.
Yeah.
And that's the one we want to be in. So you can, let's go back and say, if the, whatever the issue is there, we're free to make a decision about it. We're free to have an opinion about it and free to make a decision about it. But what we want to remember is circumcision counts for nothing, nor uncircumcision.
Right.
But it's not wrong. It wouldn't have been wrong for a person to be circumcised. I mean, Paul's going to circumcise Timothy later in Acts. We're going to get to now that we're going back to the book of Acts. But he did not do it out of a legalistic, self-righteous, earning something before God and appeasing the demands of other people to mm-hmm. boast in the flesh. I can guarantee he didn't do it for that reason.
Yeah.
They did it. Paul and Timothy was circumcised under Paul's leadership for love working its way out in service.
Yeah.
In service of the gospel and service of other people. So that's how I think we should approach it. We do what we do because of the motive of love to serve the gospel and Christ and other people. And that's how we make our decisions about the issues of the day, the issues we face, the pressure we're under from other people. We don't do it to boast in the flesh,
right?
Our flesh, to let other people boast in our flesh, mm-hmm. to earn righteousness before God, because these things matter for nothing. The only thing that matters is the new creation.
Yeah.
And the new creation is when the Holy Spirit is working in our heart, mm-hmm. bearing the fruit that he intends to bear, love working its way out in holiness, in service, in glory to God.
Yeah.
And that's what Christian maturity means. And there's no, you know, Josh, I would say there's no like easy way to just lay the principle over every single
right.
issue that we face yeah. and come out going, oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
Christians are going to disagree. Christians are going to see things differently in whether it's in policy issues publicly, whether it's personal morality or holiness, I should say, codes or, you know, issues that they think are right or wrong. There are some obvious and clear things, you know, thou shalt not murder.
Yeah.
There are some things that aren't as clear.
Yeah.
And Christians are going to disagree. So we're not going to be able to say that we can easily lay a principle over it and it's going to solve it for everybody.
Yeah.
But at least we know what we're not doing.
Yeah.
We're not operating as if this is a form of religious law keeping and custom like Paul's dealing with in Galatians.
Yep.
As a way of justification or spirituality. We're not doing that.
Yeah. And maybe one thing, you alluded to this, but there are going to be things that are, like you said, thou shalt not murder, like things that are clearly talked about in Scripture.
Yeah.
Like that someone couldn't just come in and say, well, I'm going to love someone, and then love just becomes this subjective thing that says, I want to make them feel good, and therefore mm-hmm. I'm going to tell them to do something that Scripture is clearly opposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So our intentions of love are informed by God's revealed moral law and things like that. So where
yes.
it speaks clearly, we're gonna be faithful to the word. We're gonna trust and believe and make our decisions and our opinions informed by that.
Yes.
But then there are places where it's like a little less clear.
Yes.
As to what's going on. Like you talked about Paul deciding to circumcise Timothy.
Right.
To get in a different situation. I'm forgetting who it is. Doesn't get mm-hmm. circumcised,
mm-hmm.
and the reasons are, you know, clearly thought through and different.
That's right. Yeah. Now, we've kind of ventured into the world of maybe ethics or mm-hmm. moral decision making, and that's a part of our Christian life. It's a
right.
part of the thinking that we have to do. But to draw this back into Galatians, the point we're making is we should not take on anything for the sake of justification before God. It's the merits of Christ on the cross,
right.
granted to us by pure grace, received through faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't take them on. We shouldn't feel the pressure. We shouldn't give in to the pressure of other people when they put that to us and say, if you're really saved and truly spiritual, you will do X, Y, or Z, when it's not really, it's not a faith, you know, it's not what the gospel is. And we shouldn't put that pressure on other people. Mm-hmm. Because circumcision counts for nothing. It doesn't count for anything, nor does uncircumcision count for anything. These things don't, they're not a part of the discussion when it comes to a person's justification before God.
Right.
It is the cross of Jesus Christ that we boast in. And what matters is the new birth of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And these two themes run throughout the new covenant promises of the Old Testament. I will wash your heart, clean, forgive you of your sins, and give you a new heart, put my Spirit within you and write my laws within you. They are in Acts 2, Peter's preaching. You'll be forgiven of your sins and given the gift of the Holy Spirit. They're right here in Galatians, the cross of Christ, the forgiveness of our sins, and the new creation, the new birth of the Holy Spirit. These things are what matter.
Yeah.
And we need to hold to that. And as we do, then I believe that we will be faithful, or more faithful at least. We won't always get it right in terms of the decision-making that we have to do, but we'll be more faithful in carrying out the callings of holiness and love and service of the Christian life if we will keep ourselves rooted in God's grace through faith.
It's a good word.
Yeah.
Well, it's been great being in Galatians, and looking forward to get back in Acts.
Yes, here we go.
All right, we'll see you then.